Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Radil Jakai. May I help you?
Hi, could you hold a moment? I'm an automated Google service and this call is recorded to improve quality. I'm connecting you to the customer now.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Radil Jakai. How may I help you?
I spoke to someone earlier this morning and I was looking at a charge on a MasterCard of $6.54, I think, on 11/4. And it looks like she told me that I was supposed to have received an email that would have given me the ability to utilize a $200 gift certificate. My name is Norm Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up your account? 21230. Okay. And what was their first and last name again?
Norman Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E. It was a purchase on 11/4/2022.
Yes, sir. One moment. Okay, can you confirm that address to me?
932 Seneca Park Road.
Okay.
Middle River, 21220.
Thank you so much for that information. One moment, my system is just loading a little slow. Okay, Mr. Krause, I did get an account pulled up for me. Can you repeat to me what you were calling in about again? I'm sorry, just to confirm.
Okay, well, the previous person said that that I had received an email with a $200 gift card, $200, I forget what it was called, as a part of the premium gadget, whatever, thing that you guys have. Because I had no idea what a premium gadget collect was. So she said that I signed up for her to win a $200 I think it was a Sears or a toolbox. And I thought that I had won because it said I won. And then next thing I know, nothing happened. And then next thing I know is on 11/4, I got charged $56.95 for something that I had no idea. She said it was in the terms and conditions. I'll believe her. But she also said that I was supposed to get an email with a gift certificate for $200 towards purchases through their premium gadget, whatever thing.
Yes, sir. I do see that you paid that shipping and handling on October 28, 2022 for to be entered into our Factory Direct Savings Club. That is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month you are charged. And in return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, our online web store.
How much is it?
$125.
She told me 200. Plus, I don't see any email from.
Yes, sir. Sometimes it may go in your spam folder. Did you check your spam?
No, I checked. It's not in the spam folder either.
Okay, one moment while I talk to my supervisor so I can get more information on this for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cross, I did get more information on that for you, and I was provided with an email for support that you can reach out to support to try to see why haven't you received that $125 gift card yet? Well, that $200.
Well, what happened to the $200 gift?
Yeah,
what happened to the $200 gift? What happened to the $200 gift card that she was telling me about?
I'm sorry, but
this morning.
That's what I meant. That's what I was trying to tell you. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. But I can provide you with that email for support for the reach out for more information regarding as to why you didn't receive it yet. And they can further assist you.
Well, don't you think that's kind of what I call bait and switch? And don't you think that it's against the law? I mean, if I can't find the email, then somebody needs to send it to me immediately.
Yes, sir. I can provide you with the support email to reach out to them and you can ask them, they tell them that you haven't received that email yet, and they can further assist you with that. Because we can't handle, the only thing we can do is handle your account and as far as counseling or anything. But we, as far as the gift card, you'll have to reach out with that email to get more information regarding that.
Where did the gift card come from? Because I don't see anything.
From our Factory Direct Savings Store.
Is that what it's called? Factory Direct Savings Store? Where does the email come from?
Hold on, let me see if I can pull that up for you. Okay. I do have a website. It looks like, hold on 1 second. Okay, that email will come from quicktrendsaledescounts.com. That's the website.
Quick sell?
Quick Trend Sale Discounts.
All right, well, that's the second. She told me it was coming from Consumer Direct Savings. So I wish you guys would get your story straight.
No, sir. You're asking me where would the toolbox come from, correct? That's what you're asking me?
Am I getting the toolbox? Are you sending me the toolbox? What's going on? I'm just trying to figure this out because I got a charge for $56.95 that I have no idea what it's for. And the woman I spoke to earlier gave me, you know, information that's different than what you're giving me right now.
You entered to win the toolbox.
Yes, sir.
It was a contest. So if you didn't win, but if you didn't cancel within the given time frame that was in the terms and condition, that's where your $56.95 transaction come from. That's a membership for signing up. It was stated in the terms and conditions. However,
I
do apologize.
That's okay.
I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do for you is get your account canceled as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding. I can credit your account with a 35% discount, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
35% discount on what?
For that $56.95.
So you'd give me $22 and... $28.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, sir. Can you repeat that?
You'll give me $28 back for the $56.95.
It's going to be $19.93.
Okay. How about if I just send MasterCard a fraud alert and then the state of Maryland a fraud alert? How about that?
Yes, sir, and I'm so sorry about the misunderstanding, but I assure you that the info is on the website, and it does explain all the terms as well as your agreement to pay for the products or services if not canceled in the allotted time. Unfortunately, upon a dispute of charges, they must investigate, and we do have to provide this info, which will prove is valid charge. And to avoid the risk of having to pay the full retail price of the charges, since it really sounds to me like there was a misunderstanding of how the trial works, I even add my employee discount and refund you 50%.
50%?
Yes, sir. Which would be $28.48.
It doesn't take any time for me to send emails to the state of Maryland and to MasterCard. I mean, that's, you know, refund the whole amount or nothing, and I'll
yes,
take
sir.
It from there.
Let me talk with my supervisor really quick and see what I can do for you.
Yep.
Okay, I was advised from my supervisor to go ahead and cancel that account and fully refund you that $56.95. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today, Mr. Cruz?
No. How do I verify that you?
I can provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay.
And you can let me know whenever you're ready for it.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, it's going to be C as in cow, 262-425-732.
Okay. All right, and I think the woman already told me that she had canceled the subscription, and that was the cancellation number for that was, well, can you see it in the notes?
Let me see. I might pull it up. Okay, I can see the way your account is already canceled out, but I can go ahead and fully refund you that $56.94.
All right, perfect. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much for your help.
Yes, sir. And is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No, I'll look forward to seeing that credit come back. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.